T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this, but you had some drama go down with somebody years ago. Haven't talked to this person in a minute. All of a sudden, they pop back up into your life, and they still haven't let go of that. They still bring it up, and now you're going to see them face to face, and they want to talk about it over and over again, and you're just kind of over the whole situation. That's exactly what's going down with our boy Brian, and he's going to give us an update on what happened last night. There's this other dude who's a comedian. He had beef with Brian's ex-wife over 3 years ago.
Yeah, man.
Brian thought they squashed everything, you know, 3 years ago. But no, you were going to see him last night at a comedy show in Venice. And he started texting you or hitting you up on Facebook, trying to talk about it again. And almost like threatening you in a way. And like, how did it go down, bro?
Well, it was one of those things where there's a lot of ego involved. I recognize there's a lot of ego involved, I think, on both parties. So what happened was, is 3.5 years ago, my ex-wife took offense to something he said on stage. Now, granted, she didn't hear it correctly. And so it was a misunderstanding, but she went to social media. And social media, you know, things can blow up very quickly, even if you're misrepresenting somebody. So I had to mediate her taking it down. And I'm dealing with now, mind you, these are two very strong-minded individuals. My ex-wife was very stubborn. My comedian friend, very stubborn as well. So I'm dealing with two people who don't want to budge, trying to find a negotiation. Eventually, the post got taken down. I think all is well that ends well. I move on with my life. It wasn't until he brought it up via Facebook message that I was like, oh, man, I forgot that even happened. And I never, when I walked away from that situation, I realized, like, I didn't even think about how it might affect him moving on. I had no idea, right? So last night, I'm at the Townhouse in Venice. It's an amazing venue, right down on Woodward, like, right by the boardwalk in Venice, underneath that big Venice lit up Venice sign. Yeah. It's a really cool place. And it's an every Wednesday show, and it's become one of the better shows to do on a Wednesday night. That's in dope. Los Angeles. It's always packed. Even on a rainy night, man, that place was packed. So I'm like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to see this guy. I don't know the capacity in which he's going to be involved in the show. So I pull up, I park. He's right in front of the door smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just find out.
It's raining outside. Let's go.
Let's just find out right now if it's going to get weird. So, and a lot of people texted in and said, hey, just take the high road. Don't make it a big deal. So I went right up and just shook his hand. I was like, hey, man, how's it going? And he, like, seemed kind of rattled, like, whoa. And there was some awkwardness. Like, no one said anything. And then I was like, all right, well, if you're not going to say anything, I'm just going to go right inside. I'm going to handle and go do my set or whatever. And I went in, I grabbed a beer. Then he came in and he wanted to talk it out. And I said, like, listen, man, I get where you're coming from. I hope you get where I'm coming from. But as far as I'm concerned, we can move on. He's like, that's fine. He's like, I don't want a problem with you. I don't want a problem with you. And then, so everything seemed fine. But I was still concerned. Is he hosting the show? He wasn't hosting the show.
Got it.
The other guy was. So I went up and I just crushed this set.
Yeah.
And then I feel the justice coming through. Because guess who was going up after me?
Oh!
And I torched the place. And I was like, all right, there we go. And good luck with that. You know what? Comedic justice. So all's well. We're good. I mean, we're not like, you know, buddy-buddy homies, but we can move on. No weirdness.
That's
good. Thank you for everyone telling me to take the high road, because that is a better way to do things.
Bro.
Did you stay and watch him, and did he do well?
Only stayed long enough to watch. It wasn't going great. And then moseyed on back to my house.
Finish him. Fatality.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.